Welcome everyone to this edition of Chris Radio Presents. I am Sandy Murillo, associate producer at Chicago Lighthouse Media and Chris Radio. Hope everyone has had a great day so far. Chicago has long been considered a very user-friendly and accessible city for people with disabilities. You know, things such as transportation, different attractions, different facilities have been considered accessible for individuals with all types of disabilities as far as the physical structure and other accommodations. But, you know, when it comes to sidewalks, we are not quite there yet. And that's according to a report which is titled Where the Sidewalk Ends. And today, actually joining us to talk more about that report and about a current campaign that is taking place regarding this matter is Jeremy Glover, who is a transportation associate at the MPC, Metropolitan Planning Council here in Chicago. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start from the beginning. Why and how did the Chicago Sidewalk Ends campaign, tell us a little bit of background on that.
Sure, absolutely. First of all, it's a social media campaign and anyone is welcome to participate across any social media platform you use.
Sure.
Just use the hashtag Chicago Sidewalk Ends and share your stories with us about how, and it's the whole, it covers the whole region, not just the city of Chicago. Tell us how sidewalks and other pedestrian infrastructure impact your mobility. Whether that's as a positive story or areas where you don't have the infrastructure you need to get where you need to go. And I think what we're trying to do with the campaign is we want people to recognize that pedestrians are really the linchpin of the transportation system. Because when you think about it, you begin all trips, regardless of what other mode that you take, either by walking or rolling. And over the past year, so many things have highlighted the importance of our pedestrian infrastructure, whether that's, you know, the extra time you've been spending on the sidewalks in your community because of the, you know, pandemic and the shelter in place order, whether that's the social justice demonstrations that we've all seen on our streets, in our communities across the country, or whether even the ongoing climate crisis that is demanding that we really think about the role transportation is playing in carbon emissions. All of these things, I think we wanted to take this opportunity to try to connect all of those dots together and show how all of these things really relate back to walkability. And sidewalks are really the most fundamental aspect of our transportation network. But ironically, it's often the thing that most people think about last. If you asked someone, you know, to describe the transportation system, they would probably start off saying cars, highways, maybe public transit, maybe airports, you know, but they probably wouldn't say sidewalks. So we really want to use this campaign to elevate the role that walkability plays in building a healthy and prosperous and inclusive region. And we want to highlight that the status quo is just not meeting people's needs.
And, you know, that was an interesting point that you were mentioning earlier. And as you were talking about how much we use sidewalks, and as I was reading, you know, preparing for this segment here, that's such a great point that I think especially this past year, we have all used sidewalks. Well, we
exactly.
always do, but especially more so, like, you know, whether that be, like you said, maybe taking a walk, maybe even things like, you know, outdoor dining, or sidewalks are used for so many things, including transportation.
Exactly. This past year has really changed the way a lot of people think about sidewalks.
Absolutely. And so what is the significance of the name of the campaign?
I think that, you know, that Chicago sidewalk ends, I think it's meant to capture that experience that, you know, far too many of us have had where our mobility is impacted by sidewalks or other pedestrian infrastructure that just isn't up to par. I know I've personally been inconvenienced by a sidewalk that ends too soon or some other kind of barrier on the sidewalk or on the in the street.
And that's what I was going to ask next, if you have personally been, you know, impacted or affected by
this. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think we all found ourselves in those experiences. And I think I'm lucky that usually I'm able to find another safe way to get where I'm going. But I think for a lot of people, a barrier like that can just make a trip either dangerous or even impossible. Sure. And for a lot of people in our region, there's simply no pedestrian infrastructure at all. Chicago, as much work as there is left to do, you know, as you mentioned in the beginning, has compared to a lot of places, a really great network of sidewalks. But for a lot in the region, that option is just not even on the table. And it really impacts people's ability to get around safely, not to mention in a way that I think personally can be fun and healthy.
Now, you know, and we'll talk more about the different barriers that really a lot of people, but in particular people with disabilities, unfortunately may encounter in the sidewalks in the Chicagoland area, really anywhere. But I know that to that effect, you know, a report was recently released, and the report is titled Where the Sidewalk Ends.
That's right.
Can you give us a little bit of background on that report?
Sure. So this report actually grew out of another MPC report that we released in December of 2019 called Toward Universal Mobility.
Sure.
That had 32 recommendations for of ways to improve transportation for people with disabilities in the Chicago region. Mm-hmm. And a few of those recommendations were about something called ADA transition plans. So the ADA, of course, is the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's a landmark civil rights legislation that was passed in 1990 that guarantees equal access to many different areas of society. And one of those areas in particular is equal access in the public domain, meaning publicly owned buildings, and also the publicly owned right of way, which means streets and sidewalks.
Sure.
So to facilitate, you know, this access, that one of the requirements in the ADA was for most local units of government to create something called an ADA transition plan. Basically, that's it's an inventory of all the barriers that exist in the streets and sidewalks. It's a plan for how those barriers are going to be removed. And this was supposed to have been completed within the first few years after the ADA was passed. Now we know, unfortunately, 30 years later, many, many barriers still exist all around us,
sure.
Especially in our streets and sidewalks, unfortunately. So we were curious to know, you know, last year was the big 30-year anniversary of the ADA, and we were curious to know just how many municipalities in our region had an ADA transition plan. So that's kind of what the report focuses on. We teamed up with the Great Lakes ADA Center, which is run out of the University of Illinois at Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we had a great group of students help us out. And we literally contacted every one of the 200 municipalities in the region that were supposed to have a transition plan. And we made an inventory, and we also assessed the quality of those plans.
What were some of the, if you will, significant or some of the more striking findings of this report?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first off, we found only 11% of the municipalities that were supposed to have one, a transition plan, were able to show us that they did, in fact, have one.
And that's 11%, huh?
11%. Wow. Yeah. So it's pretty low. But that's actually in line with a similar study that was done at the national level that found only 13%. Had one. So, you know, we weren't surprised by the number, but it was still a little disappointing. But we did find additionally that better resourced communities were more likely to have a plan, and that among municipalities that did have a plan, the better resourced ones among that group tended to have better plans. That's not terribly surprising, you know, unfortunately.
Sure.
But what we found that was particularly troubling was that the places that needed these plans the most were less likely to have them. We found an inverse relationship between the percentage of residents in a community that had a disability with the likelihood that that community would have a plan. So basically, the more people with disabilities there were, the less likely it was that that community was going to have an ADA transition plan.
Wow. And that's something when you really stop to think about it, you know, that is ironic, if you will, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's pointing to the need to really focus on this as an important tool that municipalities can use to improve accessibility, not to mention the fact that it's a legal requirement, you know.
Absolutely.
It's just a smart thing I think that's the other message that we're hoping this report shows, is that, you know, it's not just the right thing to do, but it's a smart thing to do to improve mobility for everyone in your community, not just people with disabilities, but everyone.
You know, here our radio station and the Chicago Lighthouse, we serve people with disabilities, you know, whether that be vision loss, physical disabilities, a lot of our listeners and myself included, you know, we have unfortunately encountered some of the more obvious barriers, you know, whether that be things that are blocking a sidewalk that for individuals with wheelchairs. What are some of the examples, I guess, now talking more about the concrete examples, what are some of the examples of barriers that people with disabilities might encounter on sidewalks?
Yeah. You know, it's a long list, unfortunately. And like you said, I think we've all seen this stuff. You know, the biggest one, of course, would just be having no sidewalk at all, or a sidewalk that just kind of ends very abruptly before you get to where you need to go.
But, sure.
You know, poorly maintained sidewalks are often almost as bad as no sidewalk at all. And you see that actually a lot in the city of Chicago. We have sidewalks almost everywhere, but, you know, a lot of them aren't in very good condition and can present a tripping hazard or be, you know, pretty hard to get around for people with disabilities. Another common thing that used to be a lot more of a problem but still exists is a lack of curb cuts at intersections, meaning, you know, the ramp that gets people from the sidewalk down to the level of the street so they can cross the street and get back up on the other side. A lack of, similar to that, you know, a lack of detectable warnings at those curb cuts. You know, think of like the truncated domes, as they're called, you know, those little bumpy strips that help folks with low vision or who are blind, you know when they're getting to the intersection. Like you said too, with blocked sidewalks, you know, there's a lot of improperly placed benches or light poles that are in the middle of the sidewalk that make it really difficult to get around, especially if you're using a mobility device. Then at those crossings too, you know, You could have crosswalks that are really faded or not even painted on, and that makes it that, you know, drivers aren't as alerted to the possibility that people will be crossing. You know, in a lot of the city, there's pretty much everywhere in the city, there aren't any accessible pedestrian signals that are helpful for, you know, people with low vision know when it's safe to cross the street. Or you could have a crossing phase that's too short to get across the street. There's a lot of really wide streets here, and sometimes it might only give you 10 seconds to get across, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But really, it's not just an issue with sidewalks. It's really about the way we build, just generally. If you think about, it can be really hard to get from the sidewalk to the front door of wherever you're trying to get to. There, you know, a lot of businesses are set really far back from the streets. So you'd have to cross a really large parking lot to get to the front door. And there might not be any safe route for pedestrians through that parking lot. And so it's really just, there's a lot of things in our region. There's a lot of areas in our region that are just quite hostile, really, to be a pedestrian, even if there is a sidewalk.
And I think that that's a really good point, because it's not only about physical barriers, like you said, found on the sidewalks themselves. And it's not just about people with disabilities. You know, everyone, absolutely everyone is affected by this at one point or another. How can improving the accessibility of sidewalks, or really any type of, you know, infrastructure, how can that benefit not just people with disabilities, but even people without disabilities?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I'd say, first off, this is a message I think MPC is trying to carry through in a lot of our work on universal access, is sure. that we will all experience disability at some point in our lives, sure. whether personally or as a caregiver to someone we love. So it's really, that alone should make it an issue that we all care about. But I think aside from that, you know, there are many, many benefits to designing sidewalks with universal access in mind. Mm-hmm. Think about parents with strollers, mm-hmm. Or people with suitcases, or sure. or young children trying to navigate the sidewalks, or even people who are, you want to use the sidewalks for recreation, for walking or jogging, or people who are trying to get to the bus stop because they're a transit rider. Mm-hmm. I think really, having accessible sidewalks and other accessible pedestrian infrastructure is going to improve the lives of anyone who wants more mobility options. And isn't that all of us? You know, don't we all want more options for how Absolutely. We can get around?
And especially, you know, Jeremy, I think it's a safe bet to say that, especially in this year, that a lot of people were at home most of the time, and they just want to go out and, well, we just want to go out and about and do more outdoors. And, you know, that's where mobility has an important role, getting around.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, we've talked about infrastructure, about curb cuts, and some people might say, well, that's construction. That's something that I really can't do much. You know, I can't help out with that. But I always like to think that there are things that we can all do to help, whether that be with this matter or other matters. But as far as this, what can we all do to help make sidewalks more accessible and walkable?
Sure. Yeah. Well, our local elected officials, you know, have the power to create more walkable communities, mm-hmm. and they need to hear from constituents.
Sure.
So I think one of the best things that people can do is call your local elected official and tell them how important sidewalks are to your mobility. In addition to that, you know, report unsafe conditions to your community, either using you in Chicago, you can use 311 for that. In other areas, I'm sure there are probably similar services. I would also say, see if your municipality has an ADA transition plan. Chances are they don't. And you know, local leaders need to hear from their residents that that should be a priority. Because unfortunately, they're really not getting that message from anywhere else, despite the fact that it's a federal requirement. You know, the federal government isn't coming knocking on anybody's door, but it still is a requirement, and they should be hearing, if they heard more, if local communities heard more from community members that this was important, you know, I think that would be a motivator. I'd also say too, you know, I mean, this can be a little harder to do, but, you know, pay attention to local development projects in your community and make sure they support the needs of all road users, not just cars, but, you know, people who would be walking as well. You know, those, I think it's a matter of really conveying to local leaders that this is important, because they have the power to make these changes now. It's just, they need to know that it's important to people.
And I know that coming up in a couple of weeks, specifically on May 11th, the MPC, and along with other guests, you will be holding a virtual event to talk more about this report and about the Chicago Sidewalk Ends campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about the event?
Sure, yeah. It's like you said, May 11th. It's from noon to 1. And it's a conversation about walkability in our region. And we've got a great group of local leaders who can talk about that from a variety of angles. Rachel Arfa, the commissioner for the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, will be there. We have Leslie Honore, who works for the Center for Neighborhood Technology, which is a nonprofit research organization here in Chicago that focuses on urban sustainability and prosperity. And she also is involved with Elevated Chicago, which is a community-led collaborative that's advocating for equitable and inclusive development around transit. And then lastly, we have Vicki Jacobson, who's a transportation planner at the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, which is a regional planning organization here in the region. And she focuses on transportation safety issues. So I think we'll be able to talk about walkability as it pertains to the disability community, of course, as it intersects with other areas of community development, and as it relates to our regional planning as a whole and pedestrian and traffic safety in particular. So I think it should be a really interesting conversation. It's free, and anyone can register to attend. You can register at metroplanning.org/sidewalk. And the event will also be closed captioned. So yeah, encourage all the listeners, all your listeners to sign up and attend.
And again, this event is virtual, correct?
That's right, virtual event.
Great. And can you repeat the website where people can find out more or register?
Yeah, it's metroplanning.org /sidewalk.
Now, for anyone interested in finding out more about the campaign or reading the Where the Sidewalk Ends report, I know that those materials are also available online. How can people learn more?
Yeah, the report is on metroplanning.org. Please take a look. And there's a lot of helpful resources in there for local leaders who are interested in starting the process, and I think could help inform residents as well about why this is an important topic. And then, yeah, anyone can post their stories about how pedestrian infrastructure matters to them using, you know, use that hashtag Chicago Sidewalk Ends, and we'll amplify that, and just really trying to start that dialogue. So please feel free. Photos or videos or just how sidewalks help you, you know, just your story. We'd love to hear from everyone.
Wonderful. Well, I know that we are almost out of time, Jeremy. And is there any closing or final thoughts that you would like to leave the audience with?
Yeah, sure. I think given everything that's happened in the last year or so, you know, I think we're really at an important inflection point right now. And as the pandemic lifts slowly, but it's lifting, hopefully, I think this is a really important time for us to reimagine what the future looks like. And I think we can build our communities back to be healthier and more resilient and more inclusive places. If we prioritize access for pedestrians, and especially so by prioritizing the needs of pedestrians with disabilities, I think it's a win-win situation that really will only make our region stronger. So I think, yeah, this is a great opportunity for us to really think about that moving forward.
Absolutely true. Now, to close, and for anyone that might have missed the website earlier, could you repeat the website for either more information or to register to the event on May 11th?
Yes, of course. To register for the May 11th event, please go to metroplanning.org/sidewalk. And also on that metroplanning.org website, you can find out more information about the report and all the other great work that MPC does.
Well, once again, everyone, that was Jeremy Glover, who is a transportation associate at the Metropolitan Planning Council here in Chicago. And he was speaking to us about the campaign called Chicago Sidewalk Ends, as well as about the report Where the Sidewalk Ends. These both are concerning accessibility and walkability of sidewalks in Chicago and throughout the Chicagoland area. Jeremy, it was great having you on the show, and best of luck with the campaign and the event.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Great to talk with you.
Once again, everyone, this has been Chris Radio Presents. Thank you for listening, and again, to learn more about our programs, to listen online, to leave us any feedback, you can go to www.chicagolighthouse.org/radio. And if you missed this interview, you can find it on the podcast website, which you can find the link to that on the website. Again, chicagolighthouse.org/radio. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and you are listening to Chris Radio, your information station.